This is a Busted Pencils special report. Chicago, a day of action with Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Jed Hopkins. Let's bust some pencils.
Jed, you're the principal of my school. I've given you $200,000 to run the school for the year.
Thank you very much.
4 months to go. Yeah. I need $100,000 back. How's that going to work for you?
That's not going to work for me at all.
Why? What's the problem? Why?
Well, come on. You've given me a budget. It's ridiculous.
Because we have not raised enough money throughout the school year to actually give you the $200,000 that I promised you that I would give you. I need you to give this back. Think about that scenario, and that's what's happening in Chicago right now.
It's a crummy scenario.
Massive underfunding of schools. However, they were promised a certain amount of money, but are now being told they can't have it. All kinds of reasons. The mayor's involved, Chicago Public Schools, the governor who's in the middle of a legislative fight, holding back passing a budget. The reality is who does this affect?
The kids.
That's what we're trying to say here. And so at Busted Pencils, we are going to do a special episode and talk to three special guests, the Chicago Teachers Union president, Karen Lewis, an activist teacher from Chicago Teachers Union, Michelle Gunderson, and an administrator from Chicago Schools, Troy LaRivier, to get a sense of what's about to happen, because they've got a day of action planned to protest what some people would say is an absolutely insane, ridiculous thing to do in the middle of the school year, cut services from students in the middle of a school year.
Cool, let's hear about it.
Joining us now, President, Chicago Teachers Union, Karen Lewis. Karen, what is this day of action all about?
Well, what's behind this is that there's been a huge loss of financing and funding, and what we're trying to do is draw attention to that by bringing a bunch of other unions that are being affected by state funding cuts and community organizations. So we're in the process of putting together this massive resistance to austerity, and we want to put some pressure on Springfield. The session starts back up in April. We've been very fortunate that we have gotten quite a few really good pieces of legislation down in Springfield. We'd like to keep that going.
Okay, there's austerity. We know this. Your budget's been cut, and a lot of people will say, look, public school budgets have been cut all across the country. Why does Chicago Teachers Union have the right to step out and make a bitch session about it?
Well, because you have to start somewhere. And why not one of the most active unions in the country? We are calling attention to this because there is so much at stake. And, you know, really, that's where we are right now.
For somebody who's not exactly sure about this, why is this pro-student or pro-family in Chicago for you guys to take this action?
Well, because if we don't do this work now, all of the other social services that our students rely upon and the things that they need in school will just wither away. You know, we want to make sure that that's not the case.
Well, you know, in talking to, say, one of your principals, Troy LaRivier, one of the issues that he was trying to point out, and I think people don't seem to think about this, is that he has to cut now in the middle of the school year. He has to make cuts. How do you do that without cutting quality?
You don't, and it's disruptive. And that's one of the biggest problems that needs to be addressed. That part of the problem is we've increased the year, we've increased the time, the day. People are very burnt out. And yet we knew from the beginning that increasing the year would only exacerbate the problems because they don't have money to run the program. So that's part of the problem.
Where's the money?
The money is in Springfield. The money is in taxes. The money is in TIF funds. The money is in a variety of different places. I mean, we have issues with the fact that banks get paid their money before anybody else does. So, you know, it's like they have put us in these very difficult predicaments, and yet we can't claw back money because nobody's asked for it. In places like Detroit and Houston and in California, they actually asked for money back and got it back. So the key is that's what we have to do.
Who's saying no at this point to giving you the money back that's needed to run essential services for the students and the teachers and the parents of Chicago schools?
Well, the Board of Education Transportation hasn't bothered to ask, and that's what we're trying to move them to do, too. Okay. Ask for the money back.
Okay, so a day of action, and there's a simple message. Board, do your job. Ask for the money that is not new money or anything like this. This is money that should be given to Chicago schools. You're not asking for additional monies. This is money that you haven't gotten yet.
That's one source. Okay. But we are asking for additional monies. We need them. We'd like to see the income tax go back to what it was before this governor got elected and repealed it. So let's go back. We would like progressive tax, which we don't have. You know, we'll settle for just, you know, increasing it back to the 2014 level.
Are parents and families welcome to join the day of action on April 1st?
Absolutely. They're not only welcomed, we're expecting them. They're saying, how can we help? How can we do work with you? So that's the beauty of this whole process. Between that and other unions and other community organizations, that's what we're
going to
do.
Karen Lewis, we wish you good luck on the day of action. And in fact, we will be promoting that on Busted Pencils for you.
Thanks a lot, Tim. Bye-bye.
This is Busted Pencils Radio, fully leaded education talk.
Welcome to the show, Chicago teacher, union activist Michelle Gunderson. Michelle, talk to me about the things that Chicago Public Schools have done that have led up to this day of action.
They took three furlough days and sent home a letter in backpacks telling parents that they needed to take March 25th off and that it was good for the district. Then we say we're going to take April 1st off. There comes a threatening letter in backpacks telling parents that it's illegal, that it's a school day, that there will be repercussions. And so what we are seeing is a framing where it's all right for them to call a day off of school to cut our schools, but it's not okay for us to declare a day of action to gather the entire community and everybody around us to ask for more revenue from our schools. This has been a messaging backfiring for them once again.
CPS seems to not have any problem whatsoever of taking a day and calling it off of school, but yet when you teachers and in the support of parents and children specifically, because these revenue cuts and the problems here that are associated with revenue directly affect the children, when you want to call action to it, it's now some type of a big problem.
Exactly. And the only answer they have to the problems we're having with funding our schools are cuts. And I can tell you this, Tim, the salaries of teachers are not the problem with our schools. We are not costing our school district more than what we are worth. And their only answer is to take our pay away. They also do not seek revenue. And we are thinking in terms also of attaching this fight to other workers. The budget snafu is harming so many people. It's harming our universities, and I'm sure you've heard that our universities have not been getting their funding. Northeastern Illinois University has just gone on their first furlough day today, and those are the schools that our students are going to attend as their university options. And if we see that system collapse, we have to tie ourselves to those workers and join together to ask for revenue from the state.
Michelle Gunderson, I wish you all the best for April 1st and your day of action, and again, supporting all workers, and I agree. And for those of you listening in the Chicago area to this show, get out there, show support on April 1st. Make sure you're out there with the teachers, because remember, what's best for teachers in schools ends up being what's best for your children. So thank you, Michelle Gunderson.
This is Busted Pencils Radio, fully leaded education talk.
Welcome to the show, Chicago Principal Troy Lerivier. Troy, what is it that has led up to this moment?
Well, CPS's response to this talk of a walkout highlights some of the worst actions and positions that CPS has taken. For example, in their letter to parents, they try to portray the CTU at this day of action as sort of not being in the best interest of students because it takes a day away from them. But they just did the same thing 2 weeks ago when they instituted a furlough day that takes a day of instruction away from students. Both are doing the same thing, but what you have to look at is what's behind the actions of CTU and what's behind the actions of CPS.
Okay.
You know, how did all of this start? And I think what the CCU is trying to highlight with their day of action is that these budget-cutting maneuvers have been brought about as a result of CPS's reckless fiscal management of the district. They are the ones who did not pay into the pension system, that they are the ones who've taken out bad loans that are just about as predatory as a payday loan store, that they are the ones who signed $340 million contracts with politically connected custodial management firms that have left schools filthy, that they are the ones who signed the $23 million contract with the SOOPS principal training organization that is now under a federal indictment, that all of this stuff has been brought about as a result of a series of corrupt, inept, and fiscally irresponsible decisions that CPS officials and the politicians who appointed them have made over the course of their tenure here in Chicago.
So in your school, you're a principal. I mean, how's it been? What have you been cutting? Essential services to students, or is everybody doing fine with these cuts?
Well, they cut $127,000. That's the latest cut. I mean, they've been cutting since I've been here. You know, it's my fifth year. And in 2013, we had a $750,000 cut. There was a slightly more modest cut the year after that. And now we have these middle of the year cuts where they just cut $127,000, two-thirds of the way through the school year. And I work in a community where the income base is, pretty solid. And so the parents have decided to fundraise to make up for that gap. Uh-huh. But there are many communities throughout Chicago that don't have that benefit of having a parent base that has the kind of income that this one has.
Well, think about you. I wonder about that. Your colleagues at other schools, I mean, how do you deal with a mid-school year budget cut? I mean, haven't you planned this money already to go? And so now you've got to, I mean, where do you cut money at this point in the school year and not hurt a child?
You don't. I mean, anytime all school-based spending, I can't think of any school-based spending that doesn't somehow impact the child. We have staff cuts, of course, and every staff person in the school is there to either impact the performance of a teacher, which improves the service that students get, or to directly impact the performance of a student. And so anytime you cut a budget or lay off someone, it's not just a layoff. That person that gets laid off provided a service to a student, and that student no longer gets that service, or that group of students no longer get that service. So, you deal with a mid-year budget cut by continuously taking away the services that your school offers from students, because when you cut that position, that service is gone.
So these cuts can't be going over well with the parents of your school.
Well, they respond in part by doing stuff like the day of action. It's my understanding. I haven't been in the loop on some of the communications that have been going on around the day of action, but it's my understanding that that day of action is in part a response to not just these mid-year budget cuts, but with CPS's overall fiscal irresponsibility. And so you do things like that. You do things like show up at the board meeting and voice your opinion. You do things like campaign for a different mayor so that our political establishment can prioritize our school system by getting someone in charge who actually cares about our schools and the children that attend them. You write an op-ed for a newspaper. I mean, you voice what you know to be the truth, and you lobby for good policy, and you campaign for candidates who are likely to advocate for good policy as well. I mean, there are many ways to respond. And you do things like a day of action to highlight the mismanagement of our district by the current administration.
Well, Troy LaRivière, principal, Chicago, talking to us about some of the Chicago Public Schools, I would say, shenanigans with the budget, it sounds like, and their irresponsibilities and the possibility of an April 1st day of action. But it doesn't just have to be a day of action on April 1st. It should be a constant, continuous days of action until, as you just said, let's get some new political leadership, let's get some people with some backbone, and let's remember that every time we do what's right, we're doing what's right by a child. Every time we do something wrong, we're doing what's wrong by a child. Troy, keep busting those pencils, man.
Yes, sir.
Three great interviews from three different people all involved in the Chicago Public Schools.
Yep, power to them.
We had a teacher, we had a principal, we had a union leader. The core issue here is what's best for kids? Who's doing what's best for kids and who's not? And I think it's really clear from the interviews here that there's a serious problem in Chicago, Jed, with recognizing that the fact is that when you play with a budget, you're messing with the lives of children.
Yeah.
And when you're messing with the lives of children, to get upset that people are going to declare a day of action and to call them, as I've seen some people calling them, crybabies and different things like this. No. Or wait, there was one headline in a newspaper that said the Chicago Teachers Union is throwing a tantrum. Throwing a tantrum about the fact that, as Troy talked about, the fact that he may have to lay off and increase class sizes with 4 more months of the school year to go. Toilet paper, you name it, all of these things.
It's crazy.
They are truly
caring about education.
Thank goodness for a day of action. As we always say here at Busted Pencils,
keep busting those pencils.
Want more Busted Pencils? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Also, log on to bustedpencils.com to keep up with trending news, hear parts of the show, and nominate an activist of the week. For Jed Hopkins, I'm Tim Slecker, and thanks for busting pencils.